Come to order. Will the members please vote to signify your presence?
The roll shows 15 members present. Senators Cowdery, Terrio, and Thomas are excused.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, the Reverend Paul Barron.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for the spirit of collegiality and unity of purpose which this body enjoys. Thank you for enriching relationships extending across the aisles. Thank you for our families. Watch over them when we are apart and bless our time together. As we remember our families, we pray for those who are without supportive loved ones. We intercede for those often forgotten, who daily search for food to satisfying the gnawing emptiness, for those who nightly seek a place to sleep, even under bridges, for those who are tormented by inner demons from the horrors of war, for those behind locked prison doors. Give us compassion and guidance, lest we become a throwaway society of your good creation. This I pray in the name of the one who came to seek and to save the lost, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Senator Elton, would you please lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 65th and 66th legislative days.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as certified by the secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guest. Senator Stephen.
Thank you, Madam President. It's a pleasure to introduce in the gallery behind me, Masha Mazgovaya. Masha, if you'd stand up, please. Hope we didn't make too much of a mess out of that wonderful Russian name. Masha is an intern from Russia, and you probably have had a chance to see her by now in the hallways or around for the past few weeks. She's been helping my office with education issues, and it's been a real pleasure to have her as a part of our staff. And she will be going shortly to the other body, where she'll be working with the representative, intern and representative from Palmer. And I'd like to say that this morning she made a wonderful stack of Russian pancakes for my office of each of our staff. Those of you who weren't there, so please welcome Masha. And in addition, it's a pleasure to introduce a fellow who's been on my staff this whole session, Tim Lamkin. Tim is from Fairbanks. He's been particularly involved in the Silver Hands Bill, which is on the floor today. And yesterday he faced the dreaded Senate Finance Committee and did a wonderful job and defended our bill perfectly. So please welcome Tim Lamkin.
For the further introduction, Senator French.
Good morning, Madam President. Thank you. In the Grow Gallery, I have the pleasure of introducing this morning a friend of mine that I've poached from the senator from the district immediately to the south of mine. If he'd stand up, Sean Elder is here with us today. Sean's a mountain climber. He's a musician. He's a successful executive with Alaska Digitel, and he's got a huge personality. Please help me give him a warm Senate welcome.
Are there further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor, Madam President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated March 21st, stating the House concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill number 18, Hess, thus adopting Senate CS for House Bill number 18. House Bill number 18, Finance, Post-Secondary, Medical, and Other Education Programs, has been referred for enrollment. Messages dated March 21st and 22nd, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. House Bill number 8, by Representatives Ramros, Faircloth, Dahlstrom, an act naming the Law Enforcement Training Facility in Fairbanks, the J. Kevin Lamb Law Enforcement Training Facility.
Transportation and State Affairs.
CS for House Bill number 121, Labor and Commerce, amended by the House Labor and Commerce Committee. an act relating to release of information in individual workers' compensation records and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
CS for House Bill number 126, Judiciary, title amended by the House Judiciary Committee. An act relating to access to criminal justice information for certain employees of the Department of Administration, relating to the procedure for changes to certificates, registration, titles, licenses, permits, and other forms relating to driving and motor vehicles, relating to requirements for, cancellations of, renewals of, reinstatements of, expirations of, disqualifications of, withdrawals of, suspensions or revocations of, and exemptions from commercial and other driver's licenses, permits, or privileges to drive, relating to records concerning motor vehicles and their drivers, relating to penalties for violating commercial driver licensing requirements, relating to the driver's license compact, and providing for an effective date.
Transportation.
Those are all the messages from the House, Madam President.
Communications.
The following reports have been received. Report to the Governor and State Legislature, March 16, 2007, from John Ahow, Chairman, Alaska Seismic Hazard Safety Commission, Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys, Department of Natural Resources, in accordance with AS 4437067. Alaska Salmon Enhancement Program 2006 report from Bruce White, Divisions of Sport Fish and Commercial Fisheries, Department of Fish and Game. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Report dated March 22nd, stating in accordance with AS 39080, the Transportation Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Commissioner, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Leo Von Scheben. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions. Signing the report, Senator Kukesh, Chair, Senators Olson, Wilkin, Wilikowski. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 33, DNA from persons charged with felonies, and recommends a State Affairs Committee substitute. New fiscal indeterminate fiscal notes and zero fiscal notes. Signing no recommendation, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senators French, Stevens. Signing due pass, Senators Green, Bundy. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 85, Extend State Medical Board. New fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Davis, Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Cowdery, Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 92, Limited License Ignition Interlock, and recommends a State Affairs Committee substitute. New zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senator French. Signing no recommendation, Senators Stevens, Green, Bundy. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 105, Reimbursement for Municipal Debt, and recommends a Transportation Committee substitute. New zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Kukesh, Chair, Senators Olson, Wilkowski, Cowdery. Signing no recommendation, Senator Wilkin. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 115, Gift Cards, and recommends a State Affairs Committee substitute. It has a new indeterminate fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senators French, Bundy. Signing no recommendation, Senators Stevens, Green. The bill has a further Labor and Commerce Committee referral.
At this time, I'm adding a finance referral to Senate Bill 115.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 121, Cruise Ship Discharge, and recommends a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. New zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Ellis, Chair, Senator Davis. Signing no recommendation, Senators Bundy, Stevens, Hoffman. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill number 117, Judiciary, Proclamation calling a special session. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senator Bundy. Signing no recommendation, Senators French, Stevens, Green. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 4, Natural Gas for State Residents, and recommends a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. New zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Ellis, Chair, Senator Davis. Signing do not pass, Senator Bundy. Signing no recommendation, Senator Stevens. The resolution has a further referral to the Resources Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Resolution number 5 by Senator Davis. Recognizing the Prince Hall Grand Chapter, Order of the Eastern Star, Alaska Jurisdiction, 35th Annual Communication Week.
State Affairs.
I have no further resolutions.
Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 135 by the Senate State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the terms of legislators, the date and time for convening regular legislative sessions, certain procedures of the legislature, the date for organizing the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, and deadlines for certain matters or reports to be filed or delivered to the legislature or legislative committee, prohibiting bonuses for legislative employees and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 136 by Senator Thomas, an act relating to certain municipal service areas that provide road services.
Community, Regional Affairs, and Transportation.
Senate Bill number 137 by the Senate Transportation Committee, an act authorizing two exchanges of land between the Alaska Railroad Corporation and the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
Senate Bill number 138 by Senator Davis, an act ratifying an interstate compact to elect the President and Vice President of the United States by national popular vote and making related changes to statutes applicable to the section selection by voters of electors for candidates for President and Vice President of the United States and to the duties of those electors.
State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 97 by Senator Stevens, an act relating to identification seals for certain articles created or crafted in the state by Alaska Native persons, relating to the Alaska State Council on the Arts and making certain identification seal violations unfair trade practices. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Ellis Chair, Senators Bundy, Davis, Stevens. The Finance Committee considered the bill, previous Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senators Hoffman, Stedman, Co-Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins, Olson. I have no amendments.
Senate Bill 97 will be held on the desk until Monday.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by Representatives Meyer, Faircloth, Stoltz, Newman, Dahl, Lynn, Kurtula, Samuels, Johansson, Gardner, relating to proclaiming April of 2007 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The State Affairs Committee considered the resolution, previous Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator McGuire Chair, Senators French, Stevens, Green, Bundy. I have no amendments.
Is there a debate on HCR 3? Senator Wilkowski.
Sent to be added as a cross-sponsor to this bill.
Senator Wilkowski is asked to be a cross-sponsor. No objection. Senator McGuire. Senator Elton. Senator Stedman. Senator Stevens. Senator Hoffman. Senator Dyson. Senator French. Senator Wagner. Senator Bundy. Senator Kukesh. And Senator Ellis. Senator Olson. Senator Breuer.
Thank you, Madam. Good morning. I couldn't resist. It's the house in me. Can't beat it out. The reason I wanted to rise this morning and talk about it is that a resolution doesn't do a darn bit of good unless you highlight the reason for its existence and make the public who's watching and the folks who are here on the floor just take a few minutes like we do in our prayer in the morning to stop and think about things that we don't always think about. It's a very sobering subject, the subject of sexual assault. It's an uncomfortable subject, but one that as leaders of the state, I think we have to continue to learn more about and think about. This resolution acknowledges that and will go on to proclaim April of 2000 Sexual Assault Awareness Month. I just want to give you a couple of statistics to let you know how bad the problem is, Madam President, here in our state. Alaska's forcible rape is 2.5 times larger than the national average, 2.5 times larger. Alaska's rape rate is larger than both California and Washington State's rape rate combined. That's a pretty sobering statistic. Alaska has 6 times the national average of reported child sexual assaults. And these statistics are just based on those that are reported to law enforcement. What we know is that there's a great amount of stigma that's still associated with reporting sexual crimes, particularly on the part of young people, our children that are still being abused. 75% of Alaskans polled have experienced or know somebody in their life that has experienced domestic violence or sexual assault. This statistic alone should stand out to members of this body and really reflects the impact that the crimes have on men, women, and children of Alaska. So it's 75% of Alaska, so it's most of our constituents that we know of. This resolution shows our support for the sexual assault survivors and their loved ones that continue to live in our communities and go on to further their lives and recovery. And it shows our support for the countless organizations and individuals who get up every single morning and dedicate their lives to these individuals. Madam President, thank you for the opportunity to bring the resolution to the body, and thank you for indulging me in just a few moments to talk about this important subject.
Thank you, Senator Navarro. Is there further discussion? Senator Bundy.
Thank you. Good morning. Just a comment to, if not correct the record, at least give my version of reality. Not long ago, the Alaska Judicial Council did a study, looked back 4 years, and said the recidivism rate on sexual assault has decreased substantially. And I think they probably are correct for the little segment that they looked at. As the previous speaker said, oftentimes sexual assault is not reported, and it may not be reported for years and years. So a four-year look back isn't appropriate, and the fact that 80% of rapes go unreported really, I think, undermines the credibility of the notion that recidivism rate in Alaska has gone down. With the help of this body and the other body, we passed a bill last year that will truly reduce the recidivism rate by putting third-time offenders in jail for life.
Thank you, Senator Bundy. Is there further debate, further discussion? If not, the question being, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 3 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote. The Secretary will tally the vote.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
And so HCR 3 has passed the Senate. Brief it is. Then we'll come back to order.
Citations. Commemorating Law Enforcement Memorial Day, May 11th, 2007. Honoring Service High School Nordic Ski Team's 2007 state champions. Honoring Alberta Schenk. Honoring James Atwood, Jim Sampson. In memoriam, Gary Philip Comcoff. In memoriam, Herbert Herbie Naokpuk. In memoriam, Morris Bennett Young. In memoriam, William Ungersrock Andy.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Unfinished business. Senator French.
Madam President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to a call of the Senate on Monday, March 26th, until morning plain time for personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Further unfinished business, Senator Wagner.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call of this body from a.m. plain time April 3rd until p.m. plain time April 9th for personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from a.m. plain time Thursday, April 5th to a.m. plain time Tuesday, April 10th for personal state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Further unfinished business? At this time, I'm giving Senate Bill 132 relating to an appeal to the Superior Court from a determination by the State Assessment Board an additional referral to the Finance Committee. Further unfinished business. Senator McGuire.
Madam President, may we please roll up the calendar for introduction of guests.
Under the introduction of guests, Senator McGuire.
Thank you, and my apologies. Behind me here in the Grow Gallery, I have two constituents of yours, actually, today that I'm honored to introduce. I'll take them in order of importance. The first is Amelia Alcantara. She is 5 years old. She's in kindergarten at Swanson Elementary School. And she reports to me that she's very happy she brought her rain boots here to Juneau for today.
Yes.
And she is with her dad. And she's very excited to be introduced. Can you tell us? And she's with her dad, who we all know, John Alcantara, who's the government relations specialist for NEA Alaska. And they're both your constituents and both friends of mine. So please help me welcome them to the body.
Are there further guests for introduction? Back under unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Huggins.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Announcement, Senate Resources will be meeting today at 1:30 in the Buttrovich Room to continue to hear from the producers. And then maintaining a strong work ethic, we will also meet tomorrow beginning at 1 o'clock, and we will probably have two meetings with a break, but initially it will be jointly with the House to hear public hearings for public testimony tomorrow, and then we'll meet amongst the committee members as a follow-on. Thank you, Madam President.
Is the Saturday meeting in the Senate Finance?
Right? It's in Senate Finance, correct.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Wagner.
Moving to ask unanimous consent the body to be able to give a special order on Thanksgiving in March.
On Thanksgiving in March, Senator Wagner.
Thank you, Madam President. As you all know, last Saturday we had Thanksgiving in March. It's become an annual event to raise funds for the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. And I just wanted to give an update and a report on the amount of money raised. We raised the auction and benefit dinner raised $39,049. There was a record amount of money raised through the pie auction. The pies averaged $400 a piece. They raised $11,150. And that's almost a record for the whole event. So it was very, very successful. Look forward to having it next year and thank everybody that participated.
Thank you, Senator. Further special orders? Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Madam President. To ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to speak on Victory in the Valley.
On Victory in the Valley.
Yes, Madam President. Presently, in Anchorage is the state basketball tournament. And there are winners and losers, but ultimately, they're all winners amongst the young men and young women that are going to school in our great state. From the Valley, better known as the Mat-Su Valley, we have two teams that are progressing from the initial game set to the second game set, which will then go to the final state championship on Saturday. But in this case, two Valley teams, one of which my son plays on, Wasilla High School, one is progressing to play tonight. Colony High School, which my son is a party of and a player for, played a, I think, called a Valley team here. Is that the right term? You know? Anyway, when the game was over with, Colony was the winner. But let me just pass on a couple things. Yesterday, I was getting multiple phone calls from Anchorage about the game. And at halftime, Juno Douglas was up by 1 point. And my wife says, oh, it doesn't look good. They're really making a surge. And then going into the fourth quarter, she says, it really looks bad. Juno Douglas is up by 12. And I said, oh, my goodness. So I turned my phone off. I didn't want to hear anymore. And then I got a call on my regular phone saying, we won. And that's nice, and I'm very, very proud of Mr. Bowker, the coach, and Mr. Berg, the coach. But here's an important thing that I like to pass on to each, and particularly my good friend from the senator from Juneau, is that I asked my son, well, how did that happen, Cody? We were down by 12 going into the fourth quarter. He said, you know, I think God did it. Now, that's the first part. The second part, which is equally more important, I said, well, tell me about the Juneau Douglas team. And he said, Dad, you know, they have some tremendously good athletes, probably the number one player in the state. But equally important that they were a hard-working team, that today we were the victor, but if we played a couple more times, it may end up much different than that. So with that, I say Victory in the Valley.
Senator Alden.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Permission to speak on the same subject.
On the same subject.
You know, I appreciate and I concur with everything that my colleague did say. This was it was a great team. Colony is a great team. We wish them the best. I appreciate his kind words about our team. Just want to note that for some of us Juneau fans, this was especially devastating. I mean, we are in the process of building a second high school, and we all, I mean, those of us who are graduates of Juneau Douglas High, we all worry now what's going to happen when we kind of dilute our athlete pool and we split them between two schools. So for some of us fans, we were thinking, oh, this might be one of our last best chances. But I just want to concur with what the previous speaker, my colleague from the Real Valley, did say. Colony has a great team. Juneau has a great team. And I think we're both sorry we weren't able to be there to watch the contest. And we wish Colony the best.
Thank you. Further special orders? Senator French.
Thank you, Madam President. The movement asking unanimous consent to be permitted to speak on the subject of Alaskan royalty.
Alaskan royalty, Senator French.
This brief story concerns one of the individuals we honor today with an in memoriam citation, and it takes place about 1993 when my family, I was going to law school on the East Coast, and we were on a family vacation in Canada, and the way lives intersect is always interesting, but we were on a ferry going to Prince Edward Island, and I think the license plate on our car, the Alaskan license plate, attracted the attention of some of the passengers, and we struck up a conversation with a nice couple and talked to them about Alaska, and we learned that they had a daughter who had recently graduated from college, who'd moved to Alaska and had married a young native man and moved off to the bush. And I could tell as I was talking to them, there was just a little tinge of disappointment about, you know, their daughter going off to the bush and taking up this new life in a different part of the world. And I asked them what the young man's last name was, and they said, Nyokpuk. I said, was his father Herbie Nyokpuk? And they said, yes. And I said, oh, no, you have to understand. He is a fantastic individual in the Alaskan landscape. He has done everything except win the Iditarod, coming in second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And I said, your daughter has married into Alaskan royalty. And I could see they just beamed at learning that he was a famous individual, and I enjoyed sharing that story with them. Herbie Nyokpuk has always stood out to me in a lot of ways, and I just wanted to honor him today with that brief story. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator French. Further special orders? Senator Stephen.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, March 26th.
Senate is adjourned.